So, please.
So, we read from the selected excerpts about despair of one's own strength. We'll start from excerpt number 2. This is from Baal HaSulam Shamati 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? The prayer must be a complete prayer, meaning from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet, how does one know this, that no one will help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know, when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself, to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. And then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to a clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally, as he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.
Yes. Excerpt number 1 from the writings of Rabash, article concerning prayer. Before one knows that he cannot obtain the vessels of bestowal by himself, he does not ask the Creator to give them to him. It follows that he does not have a real desire for the Creator to answer his prayer. Probably he's not despaired yet. For this reason, one must work to obtain the vessels of bestowal by himself. And after all the work that he has put into it, without obtaining it, begins the real prayer from the bottom of the heart. Only after he invested everything. All in all, our reward is that we will reach despair of our own forces and the knowledge that prayer is the place now. It's our place. It's our reward. At that time, he can receive help from above. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. But since this prayer is against nature, since man was created with a will to receive, which is self-love, how can he pray to the Creator to give him the force of bestowal while all the organs oppose this desire? This is why this work is called prayer, meaning that he must make great efforts to be able to pray to the Creator to give him the force of bestowal and annul man's force of reception. Number 3. Excerpt number 3 from Rabash, article 29. What is according to the sorrow, so is the reward. A person cannot emerge from the control of self-reception by himself, as it is the nature in which the Creator created man, which only the Creator himself can change. In other words, as he has given the created beings the desire to receive, he can later give them the desire to bestow. However, according to the rule, there is no light without a kli, no feeling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a lack, a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this kli called desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack if one does not know what he is losing by not having the kli called desire to bestow. For this reason, man must introspect on what causes him not to have the desire to... Sorry, he must introspect on what not having the desire to bestow causes him. To the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering. When he has the real lack, meaning that he can pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then when he has the kli, meaning the real lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered.
Rav,
this means that he's...
Number four.
Excerpt number four from the writings of Rabash. What is the meaning of lighting the menorah in the work? A person must not escape the campaign when he sees that he's not making progress. Sometimes he gets thoughts of the spies who said that this work is not for us and requires special people who can walk on the path of overcoming. All this comes to him because he understands that each time he must see that how he's making progress. However, it does not occur to him that he must advance in obtaining darkness, that this is the only kli he needs to acquire. A kli is a need for a feeling. That is, if he has no feeling for the lack, he feels that he is in the dark. For this reason, a person must not say that he is not advancing in the work. Hence, he wants to escape the campaign. For it is not the truth, since he sees each time how far he is from obtaining the light, meaning for the Creator to give him the kli called desire to bestow. He cannot obtain the desire to bestow by himself. And then he comes to feel that the whole world has grown dark on him. At that time, the light comes, meaning help from above. As it is written, he who comes to purify is aided.
Tov.